それではただいまよ。
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for waiting. I'd like to now start the briefing session for RFP for entities to implement the subsidized project verification of technologies for contaminated water management or demonstration project for verification test of tritium separation technologies in the fiscal 2013 supplementary budget. And this will be simultaneously interpreted. And my name is Yabuta. I am from MRI, and I am also with the management office of this project. And the program for today is indicated in the brochure that you have in front of you. I would like to now first invite Mr. Ueda from the Agency of Natural Resources and Energy regarding the history of measures for contaminated water.
My name is Ueda from ANRE. Thank you very much for coming to the information session for the RFP for entities to implement the subsidy program, verification of the technologies for contaminated water management in the FY 2013 supplementary budget, despite your busy schedules. First, I would like to give you some background information regarding the studies that have been carried out for the contaminated water management at Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Station of TEPCO. First, page number one. Here, you see the treatment system for contaminated water at Fukushima Daiichi due to the impacts brought about with the earthquake and the tsunami. The molten fuel inside the reactor building, in other words, the fuel debris, is being cooled with 400 cubic meters of water every day. The water becomes contaminated by coming into contact with the fuel debris, and inside the PCV, there are damaged locations due to the accident. As a result, the contaminated water flows into the basement of the reactor building. Adding to this, in the surrounding area of the reactor building, there is groundwater flowing, and approximately 400 cubic meters of water flows into the buildings. The clean groundwater mixes with the contaminated water coming from the PCV, and at Fukushima Daiichi, approximately 800 cubic meters of water, contaminated water, is pumped up every day to maintain the water level at a certain level. The contaminated water that is pumped up is treated to remove the cesium and the salt content, and the 400 cubic meters of water with low levels of salt is recirculated and is used to cool the fuel debris. The remaining 400 cubic meters of water is stored in tanks in the contaminated water that is being stored. There are so many different types of nuclides, and the multi-nuclide removal device ALPS is used to remove the nuclides. The water that has been treated will have tritium that cannot be removed with the ALPS system, and currently different options are being studied to see how the tritium can be removed. First, this is the contaminated water treatment system that is being used at Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Station. Moving on to page 2. From September of last year, isolating water from the contamination source to remove the contamination source and to prevent leakages of contaminated water has been the three basic policies for contaminated water. And from these perspectives, different measures have been studied. And METI consigned the International Research Institute for Nuclear Decommissioning, IRID, to establish a team of professionals to gather domestic and overseas knowledge by receiving technical proposals. The team was established on September 20th of 2013. The request for information started from September 25th to October 23rd to get information regarding the storage of contaminated water, treatment of seawater, and prevention of the inflow of groundwater. On the next page, page 3, you see the areas of the specific RFIs and the number of proposals or RFIs that were actually submitted. In total, there were 780 proposals or documents that were submitted. I would like to use this opportunity to thank the entities that have extended their cooperation. With so many proposals, we were able to understand the overall picture regarding the related technologies for contaminated water treatment activities, and this in itself is considered to be valuable data. When it comes to the contaminated water issue at Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Station, on December 10th of last year, the Committee on Countermeasures for Contaminated Water Treatment put together the overall picture for the preventive and multi-layered contaminated water treatment measures. And based on the information that we received from you, four different fields were established for the measures that were to be leveraged. But as you can see on the right-hand side, there are technologies that should be adopted after confirming their adaptability to the site. Secondly, there are technologies to be used by selecting an execution method based on workability and cost effectiveness. Number three, there are technologies that are expected to be effective but need to be checked and verified before implementation. Number four, there are technologies to be pushed forward based on the studies conducted by the Committee on Countermeasures for Contaminated Water Treatment. And this time, the third field, technologies that are expected to be effective but need to be checked and verified before implementation, is where we're going to focus on. Specifically, technology for cleaning up seawater, technologies for capturing strontium in soil. And in total, there will be four areas. And in March, the solicitation process started. And this time around, we will be focusing on the tritium separation technologies. Moving on to page 4 of material 1. On this map, you see some of the preventive and multi-layered contaminated water treatment measures. I will not go into the details of the individual measures, but based on the three basic perspectives or policies for contaminated water treatment, we plan to use various measures. Please move on to page 5. In December of last year, based on the reports compiled by the Committee on Countermeasures for Contaminated Water Treatment, in the same month, the government decided on the additional preventive and multi-layered measures for decommissioning and contaminated water treatment. If you can look at the middle of the page, for measures with high technical difficulty, verification of technologies will be done with the fiscal year 2013 supplementary budget. And that has led us to this solicitation process. Lastly, on page 6, if you can go to page 6, you see the background or the process related to this. From September 25th to October 23rd, like I said earlier, IRID implemented the RFI, and ANRA consigned IRID to act as the secretariat. On November 15th, IRID reported the results and reported that to the Committee on Countermeasures for Contaminated Water Treatment. Based on those contents, in December, the report was made by the committee. And in December, the government of Japan decided on the additional measures for decommissioning and contaminated water issues. Based on that, on February 25th of this year, ANRA selected the Project Management Office for the Project of Decommissioning and Contaminated Water Management. Mitsubishi Research Institute was selected for the Project Management Office. On March 24th, the subsidy program validation of technologies for contaminated water management project in the FY 2013 supplementary budget solicitation process started on May 19th. The solicitation process was closed, and now reviews are taking place. And as of today, we are holding this information session for the RFP for the tritium separation technology. So with this, I would like to conclude my presentation regarding measures that are being used for contaminated water treatment and also related information regarding the RFI. Thank you very much.